Ralphie Radio Show, yeah, I feel like it's 2007 for the second straight evening. My top story on the Ralphie Radio Show is about Britney Spears and not about her music at all, but about these reports and alleged reports and whatever else is going on. Of course, to get the truth, we'll head out to Los Angeles and TMZ.com, TMZ TV. Nikki Fertel, so you guys, correct me if I'm wrong, have had two experts tell you that these tapes that were leaked to Radar Online and that Star Magazine reported about Britney Spears allegedly saying that she was being abused by her boyfriend. The experts are saying that it's not Britney Spears on the tapes.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've talked to two experts and also to people in her camp that say these tapes are not her. And the people in her camp as well are threatening legal action. I mean, Jason Alexander has, made these tapes, made these allegations against two people that are completely false, according to her camp. And, you know, this could warrant serious legal action. In a sign of solidarity, we saw Jason and Britney together late yesterday.
Right.
Britney actually went over to his office and they left the office together. So, you know, it looks like all's well in their little world. And, you know, I don't know what that means for her 55-hour husband, but
right.
hopefully he's got a good lawyer.
The video, by the way, of Britney head of that office, check that out over at TMZ.com. Nikki, what I found interesting, too, is that Britney's people are saying, they said in the statement that you guys published, that they told Star Magazine ahead of time, before they published this article, that everything in it was false. Star went ahead anyways. It made me wonder, did Jason Alexander try to pitch this to you guys as well, and you guys just were like, we don't want anything to do with it?
You know, I don't know for a fact whether he did or not, but I do know that my news manager had received a phone call from somebody about some sort of recordings.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it just didn't seem right, so, you know, we didn't. And I don't think it was him in particular. I think someone may have been shopping this around for him. But, yeah, I mean, it's just unbelievable that they came out and said that it was definitely not true, and they still printed it. It still took these voicemails. God knows how much money they paid for it, and her people flat out said it's laughable.
Right, absolutely. And it makes you wonder, too, like, why she would be talking to her husband of 55 hours about this type of stuff.
Right.
I don't know. It's just a weird story. To get the truth, of course, we're heading to TMZ.com, TMZ TV. Nikki Fertel, thank you for the 411.
Thank you.